It is Election Day in New Mexico, and here in the southeastern portion of the state, candidates were making some last-minute pitches. And running for that District 41 seat is State Senator Greg Fulfer against District 61 State Representative David Gallegos. State Senator Greg Fulfer.
I just want to thank everyone for all the great support that we've had. We've had enormous support. State Senator Greg Fulfer, and I'm humbly asking you for your vote.
His opponent, David Gallegos.
Just wanted to make sure they give us the opportunity to earn their vote. Started this campaign out trying to go ahead and give them a voice and a choice in this election. Pretty happy with where we think we are. But ultimately, it comes to the end of today, and their vote matters.
The bid for the U.S. Congressional District 2 seat has at times been a hotly contested one between businessman Chris Mathis, oil executive Claire Chase, and former Otero County State Representative Yvette Harrell. We hear first from Chris Mathis.
You can count on me to always protect our Second Amendment, to never forget my love for God, family, and country, and make sure America never becomes a socialist country, and I will support our president 100%.
Yvette Harrell expressed,
and I really believe this is about putting the people over politics. We've seen such change in our nation over the last several months, and I'm ready to step up to the challenge. I bring the experience I think that's going to be absolutely necessary and paramount in a race that's important.
And Claire Chase makes the point that
I think they know what everyone else knows, which is that we're the only candidate that can beat Congressman Torres Mall in November, and hopefully the voters feel the same way.
The District 61 state representative race is also up for grabs between businessman Randall Pettigrew and educator Brian Snyder. And the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Tom Udall is between Elisa Martinez, Gavin Clarkson, and Mark Ronchetti. Polls are already open and closed at 7 tonight. And for polling locations, log on to the Eddy County, Lee County, or Chavez County clerk websites. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.